Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mauri Nimi Marazi Sheyichyu from Shira Beshner Yisrael Moshe Mordechai. We're learning some Hilchos Deus, the Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. K'shiyach de'ish le'ish, lo yistemenu v'yishtok. Moshe Namar v'rishoyim, v'loti b'Rav Shalom es Amnon me'uma, v'merav ha'tov k'isanei Avshalom es Amnon. And Avshalom didn't speak to Amnon, neither good nor bad. For Absalom hated Amnon. You shouldn't do that. When one person wrongs another, the latter should not remain silent and despise him. Ela mitzvah olav lohidiyoy. Rather, he is commanded to make the matter known to his friend. Loimar loy, and say to him, Lama asisa likach v'chach. Why did you do this to me? As it says in the Torah, V'lama chatasi v'dvar ploni. Why did you sin to me in this specific matter? You surely admonish your colleague. Afterwards, the person who committed the wrong asks his colleague to forgive him, his friend to forgive him. He must do so. He shouldn't be cruel. And Avram davened to God for Avimelech who had wronged him. So, Avshalom had just reason for hating Amnon. He raped and disgraced Tamar, Avshalom's sister. Nevertheless, Avshalom is criticized for not making his ill feelings known and failing to try to resolve the differences with Amnon peacefully. The choice of this example appears to be the Rambam's own. There are no commentaries that tell us, at least not the classical ones, what the source is. Ultimately, Avshalom killed Amnon, triggering a series of unfortunate events. So therefore, you should speak about it. Now, the Chinuch writes that the Mitzvah Reish Lamates, K'shiach de'ish le'ish, v'yochichenu, v'mistarim yisnatze l'fanu v'yakablis natsuso, v'yash l'mimo, v'mlo yochichenu yistemenu v'libo v'yazik elov, v'fisho l'zman men etzmanik v'mushinemar b'rishoim, v'odiver avsholim v'amram v'chulei. So, Chinuch writes that when someone sins a man to his fellow man and he gives him tochacha in a private place, so the person should ask for mechili, should apologize. And then the person who was wrong should forgive him and make peace. And if he doesn't, he's going to walk around with hatred. And it's going to be bad. Like we see that Avshalom held in his anger and he ended up killing Amnon. And that's what the Chinuch writes, that it's going to end up being a hezek. It says the mitzvah of Sechacha v'chich tichasam yisecha, and it's also going to bring to a lot of damage. And then if the guy does tshuva, then it's even better. This is noted by the Gaon Adir Balik Boris Yitzchok, who has a sefer on, recently came out on Yisorei HaTorah. This is from Sefer on Deis. So the Rambam writes further, V'yimchazer b'gish men limchol atzorech limchol. The Rambam in the second paragraph of the Chesubin Halacha Yid writes, She'asu liyas achzari v'lo yispayis, el b'shosh mevakish men v'achoyte limchol moichol. You shouldn't be cruel and not be mispayis, but rather, when the sinner asks for forgiveness, you should forgive. Miloshan Rambam, it's mashma that the first time he asks, you shouldn't be achzari. You shouldn't be cruel. It's mashma. B'shalashim avakish menu achote, he asks you for mechila. Shbi moichel. We have to understand the Rambam in the fifth paragraph of Choyva, Allah Yir writes, V'asal anech b'liach zazar b'liam chalo v'ein zederach Yisrael, elekivin shebikesh,
Imenu achoyvav and ischanin loy pam rishoyna vishniya
v'yeda shushav mecheto, v'nicha mal ra'asoy, yimchal loy, v'chol ma'al limchol ha'reza mishubach, v'ruach chachomim, noicha eimenu. The Rambam here writes that the nechbal, the one who is damaged, harmed, shouldn't be cruel and not be meichel. That is not the Jewish way. But rather, if the choyvel asks him once, twice, and he knows that he did tshuva and he regrets the evil deed, he should be meichel. And the faster, the better. And then the chachamim are happy with you. So we see that the isser not to be meichel is only the second time. The first time there's no isser. Just a hareza meshubach. So the chayre does it achastire to what it says over here in the Rambam. Here in the Rambam, the mashmos is the first time around. In the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the mashmos is the first time around. In both places, in the Avdim Bochum, the first time. And in Hilchos Chayv Lamazik, you only over the second time, unless we say it's a chilik between being mazik and begufo, and otherwise. So this is a tzarech iyun, the miyashiv between the three Rambams, two Rambams where it applies, you have to be mochel immediately, first time, and then we have a Rambam that says, no, only after the second time, the first time, there's just a hareza mishubuch. The Rambam says, v'lo yachzari milo yamochel achzari, shenemar v'ispal avram aloikim, and the second parakal v'chus tshuva, in aloha yud, the Rambam writes, she'asu l'adam liyos achzari v'lo yispayis. Also, for a person to be cruel and not to be mispayas and not to be appeased. Moko HaRambam, the Mishnah at the end of Achoyvel, and the Naim Shim Lochel of Shuach Zori. How do you know that if you're not Mochel, that you're cruel? Shinamar Vaispal Avram Eloikim Avram, Tabin to Hashem, to heal Abi Melech. You just have to understand, so you see that you should be Mochel, otherwise it's cruel. Now, there it doesn't say it's cruel, but you see that. Avram is Meichel, so Chazal understand not to do so is cruel. So we have to understand, in Yuma 87b, Rabbi Chanina, Hechi Yavidach, Avam Rabbi Kol Ma'ar, Mitos, Mavir, Lekol Psho. It's Mashma the Gemara that Rabbi Chanina, who didn't want to be Meichel, wasn't pshat that he was an Achzari, just that he didn't do Midas Chasidus. It's mashmah, there's no Isser, you're not considered an Achzar. It's just a Midas Chasidus. But which one is it? From the Gemara in Yuma, it applies to just a Midas Chasidus. From the Mishnah, B'sof HaChobel, it implies that you have to be Moichel. So Lachor, we can say that even though Kishachot HaLachavero, you're not allowed to be Achzar, you're not be Moichel. Nevertheless, Kishachot HaLachavoy, he's not considered an Achzar. The Gemara in Yuma is talking about the Rabbi. If it's his Rebbe, there it's nice to be Mochel, but you're not considered an Achzari. In fact, in the Bach, in Choshen Mishpat, Tov Chof Beis, he's Mechalek between Chavero and Rabbi. Chavero Asr Lelios Achzari B'Pam Rishayna, and with the Rabbi, he says, there it's Pam Shnia. Second time around. So you see that there's a Chilek between Rabbi and Chavero. Chavero the first time around you're an Achzari, Rabbi only second time around. But the Rabbi holds Akopana the Nisr the second time around. And in the Meiri and Yuma, it's Mashma Lahedya, that even Stam B'nei Adam Yinara Nachazari. It's only Midas Chasidus. So we have Lechayr Estira, we have the Gemara and Yuma, which implies that it's just a Midas Chasidus to be Moichel. And then we have the Mishnah and Achoyvel, which implies that it's Achazari, it's not to be Moichel. So, Moirai V'Raboisai, trust me, we have Asach Me'er Vatsuladin, Begin the Rambam, in Hilchos Deis, in Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. There's a website called Halacha Brura, which has a tremendous amount of material on these inyanim of Mara Mekoymas, just Mara Mekoymas, that's all it is. But so many delicious Mara Mekoymas, you look at each Rambam and you say, oh, and then this sefer, and this sefer, and this sefer. So there's so many different svarim in Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Vav. There are a lot of Mara Mekoymas. Go there, and then Halacha Zayin Mamish by Arichus Gedola. So please God, we will revisit this. Now let us continue with Halacha Zayin. Zokt the Rambam. So we'll be neder again. We're going to come back, I very much hope, to Halacha Vav. So So now we're in Perek Vav Aloch Zayin. Omer Arambam, Haroech Habero Shechata, O Sheolach B'derech Lo Tova, Mitzvah Lachzor L'Mutar B'Lidor Shuchotei Al Atzmo B'Maaseh Ra'im. Shenamar Hoheich Tuchich Et Amitecha, Hamochich Et Chavero Bein B'Dvorim Shebeino Lebeino, Bein Dvorim Shebeino Lebein Hamakom, Tzrich Lochicho Beino Lebein Atzmo. Vidaber Lo B'Nashon B'Nachat U'B'Lashon Rakah, Yodir Shein Omer Lo L'Tovato L'Vio L'Chei Olam Haba. אם קיבל ממנו מוטב, אם לאו יוכנו פעם שנייה או שלישית. וכן תמיד חייב אדם לאחד שיכה וחוטא ויאמר לו, אינו שומע, איני שומע. וחששה בידו למחות ואינו מוחה, והוא נתפס בעוון אלו. כיוון שאפשר לו למחות באמצע מצווה, for a person who sees that his fellow Jew is sin, or is following an improper path, to attempt to correct his behavior, and inform him that he is causing himself a loss by his evil deeds, as it says, you shall surely admonish your colleague. Person who rebukes a colleague, whether because of a wrong committed against him because of a matter between his colleague and God, should rebuke him privately to speak with him patiently and gently, informing him that he's only making these statements for his colleague's own welfare, to allow him to merit the life of the world to come. If he accepts the rebuke, it's great. And if not, he should rebuke him a second and third time. Indeed, one is obligated to rebuke a colleague who does wrong until the latter strikes him and tells him, I will not listen, whoever has the possibility of rebuking sinners and fails to do so, is considered responsible for that sin, for he had the opportunity to rebuke the sinners. What's pshat? The improper path. Yavoidis HaMelech says, sometimes it's an improper derech, it's not mamish and iser, but it's not the right thing to do. And you should tell your friend, what's he doing? You should try to correct his behavior. Which means he's causing himself a loss. A chet can mean a loss, a lack, as we see in Kings 1:21. So when you sin, you see this in Avos, Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph. When you sin, you're causing yourself and the world a loss. So it's a big deal. So rebuke him privately, gently, and if not a second and a third time, until he hits you. And he says, I won't listen. That's the Shir Ad Sheyakehu. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos Esei Reish Hei writes that the mitzvah of Teichacha includes being mechiach him before he's over the Avera, preventing him from doing the Avera, and after he was over the Avera, that he should not do the Avera a second time. The Emes, since he's mechuyav lochiach adam al bittul mitzvos Esei, just like he's mechuyav al los Esei, he still has to be mochiach him when he's over in Avera, because he's a mitzvah of tshuva. So he'll be over on the mitzvah essay of tshuva. That'll be telling if the mitzvah essay is a tshuva is an essay or not. If it's not, then you don't have to be mochiach him mitzvah mitzvah tshuva. Akopanim, the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of tochacha is sai before he's over the Avera to prevent him from the Avera, and sigh after the Avera that he shouldn't do it again. And even if you know that he's not going to be over again, but there's still a mitzvah of tshuva. Lenin, if you're chayv l'chich al isa de rabbonan, the Asa Rambam, Mamrim 1:2, is that all isurim shall devrayim, there's a mitzvah essay, to listen to the rabbis, v'sis kol she'erucha, and alos sev lo sas, it's all the rabbonan to have an essay, and alos sev de'araisa, and Ravadi have to be Mochiach even a Mr. Rabbanan. Rambam here writes, Haroach Haber Shechata, Hoshoach Vlerach Lotova. So what's Pshat? The Derech Lotova? Maybe he hasn't sinned yet. Maybe it's referring to before he sinned, like the Rambam says before. Or maybe that it's what the Rambam writes in Ochot Tshuva, that not only are Maisim Raim and Avera, Deus Rasar and Avera. A person likes money too much. He runs after money. He's got anger. He has kinah. So you have to be mochiachim. Maybe that's the derech lotova. So the Rambam says, as it says, Harichech Terichech Samisecha, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeva Zeh, and Hagon Rebaruch Ber, but Risha Arvus brings from Moran HaGrach that the Arvus is not just She'yonishim Echad Yavur V'yechta, Kim Shu Orev Al Kiyum HaMitzvah Shechayv Lilos She'yekayim HaMitzvah Le'yavur Avera, V'im B'chiyuv Arvus Shelo Nichol She'yitzorach Lira She'yekayim HaMitzvah Le'yavur Ala, Tepuk Le'yishim Mechuyav Lo'chich Lomona Mitzad Arvusoy, V'lam Alei La'esei D'rechech D'rechech HaSamisecho. So he says that Arvus is not just that you're not getting punished. In other words, you're responsible for your friend and you get punished for his aveira. No. Arvus means that you're responsible to make sure he's doing his job, he's keeping mitzvahs and not doing aveiras. So why do you have to come onto the mitzvah l'chech t'chiyav? Say it's b'teres Arvus, kol Yisrael arevim zeh b'zeh. And the Rambam writes at the end of the halacha, you can be mocha and you're not, so you get punished. So that's midin arvus. So why do you have to come out to ochech tochiach? Say simply from the rule of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. The Gemara learns from Mekash Luish Ba'achiv. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. What do you have to come out to tochacha for? The Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Tes writes, Shem Yira Marchich Shem B'Dvarav Shum Toyeles Einan Chayim L'Mitzvah Teichocha. And that's what Chazal is saying, Yavam 65b, just like it's a mitzvah Loimar Dabar HaNishma, it's also a mitzvah not to say something that's not Nishma, and it's not going to be listened to. So it's Mashman, the Lashon of the Rambam, Mitzvah L'Chzir L'Mutav, and you should tell him you're only telling him for his own good, to bring him to Elam Haba. It shows you the Yisod of Teichocha, is that he should go back on the right way, wherever the smack writes the mitzvah teichochas, even if he's not going to listen. That goes, Maimonios brings from the Re'em and Oskimel, that even though he's patur me'onish, if he's not mochech him, he definitely won't listen, nevertheless, there's still an essay of ochech tochech. So, the Devre'em, we understand very well, that if he definitely won't listen to him, he's not chayv to mochech him midin arvus, because benkach, he's going to be over the averim, or not do the mitzvah, but he's chayv to mochech him midin arvus. So we ask, why need to come out to ochech tochech? What about arvus? The answer is, if he's not going to listen, if he's not going to listen, we have Rishonim who say he's still to mochech and midin ochech tochech, even though he's not midin arvus. Rambam writes, "Bein b'dvarim shebeino lebeino, bein b'dvarim shebeino lebeino makom." Whether it's between him and his fellow man, or it's between him and God. In other words, whether he wronged me, or whether he did something to Hashem, is mitzvah tochacha. And when he says between him and God, it also includes when he wronged another person. In other words, if he did something wrong to me, at mochechim, and if he did something wrong to God, because when you do wrong to another person, you're also doing wrong to God. Also never van malakom. Says Achi Akeo Achote, till he strikes you, the Rama writes in Arachaim and Simon Tafresh Ches that Chayev lo chichoy, afilo de Hashem dvarav nishman, Achi Akeno Achi Kalalena. The Mishnebura writes, Tiyati mochichim until he hits you or he curses you. Mekanvelech osa lo chiach, as it says, Altochach leitz penyus neeko. And came the dvarav nir Hashem otolim yoyim aloi eni shoymeya. So, the Rambam writes, Achi okay, Achote has to hit you and say, I'm not going to listen. But from the Rambam and the Mishnah Brura, you see that he doesn't have to say, Eini Shomea. All he has to do is hit the guy, and that's it. And then you're Pater. The Rambam says, Eini Shomea. If the Rambam holds that if it's clear he's not going to listen, you don't have to be mochiach him. So until he says any shamay, it's not clear. When he says any shamay, now you're pater. He's not listening anyway. Now, from the Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamedtes, we see that he holds that when it's clear that he's not going to be mekabel tochacha, you're not mechuyev lo chiyah, avo v'stam achayev lo chiyah, ad kidei she'ekor abachoyte lahakos esam lo chiyah. So if he's close to hitting you, then you're not going to be mechuyev him anymore. And he doesn't add like the Rambam, v'yom lo eni shomea. And he doesn't also write that he has to actually hit you. He says he only has to be close to hitting you. So it would appear from this that according to the Chinuch, the Yisrael Adavar is not because it's clear that he's not going to listen to you. Rather, this is the shir. Shir is she mikan ve'elach aser lo chicha. Why? Because like the Mishnah Berurah brings, al tochach leitz pen yisnaka. Don't give tochacha to a leitz. He's a leitz. If he's going to hit you, he's a leitz. According to the Rambam, it's pshat because it's bar lo shelo yishma. It's clear he's not going to listen anymore. According to the Chinuch, it's because he's a letz.